Yeah, then hello everyone. So we would like to start. Okay, yeah, so today's topic is testing IP tables firewall rules with SCAPI, comply with the cybersecurity requirements from the UNECR 155. Okay. Turning the on button helps. So yeah, first of all, our agenda. So first of all, we want to introduce ourselves and also our employee shortly. Then we want to ask the question, why test your firewall rules? Afterwards, we want to talk a bit about the basics of the net filter subsystem and IP tables. Then we will show you why we choose SCAPI as a tool to test the firewall rules, and we'll also show shortly the tool landscape that is out there. After that, we will, now for over 10 years, Electrobit offers the EbCorpus Linux distribution based on the Yocto project, but nowadays we have now also a version based on Ubuntu, and we are cybersecurity management system compliant.
So now coming to the question, why should we test our firewall rules? Well, the answer is basically, in our case, well, we had cybersecurity requirements for our embedded Linux distributions, and for the automotive industry, this means complying to UNECR 155, which is demanding that you basically take care about the cybersecurity for the software that goes into your car, and starting in just some few months, all new vehicle registrations, so vehicles that are new in the market, will need to comply with that. And as we are working for building distributions for such cars, well, we basically also needed to certify and test our firewall rules, to sum it up. So what is the overall situation? Okay, we have a packet filter, and this in inspects our traffic in the networking stack. Of course, we have different use cases for using this packet filter, like the firewall, traffic statistics, or locking. And in our case, we used we have net filter in the kernel space and for user space, because the project was already going on for several years. We actually have IP tables still and not NF tables, so that's our overall setup. And
okay, I think it
forward, output and post routing, and then the egress. And yeah, that's just to give you an overview how the net filter looks in general.
So, and IP6 tables are then a user space program. I think you all know it, but just to repeat it, and so that we're all on the same page, to interact with the net filter, it is organized in tables like the filter nut and mangle table you see here. A table then consists of a change, which basically, again, consisting of a list of rules, which can match a set of package, and a rule then specifies, okay, what to do with a packet that matches. You can say, for example, I drop it, I return to somewhere else, I accept the packet, or some user-defined action, and if the packet doesn't match, then the next rule in the chain will get executed. So, as a concrete example, that is going to anywhere that is not sent itself, is then sent to the Docker isolation stage 2, and otherwise we are returning, and in the Docker isolation stage 2 we are dropping every traffic that is going to the Docker 0 interface and else returning, and therefore we are back at the original stage there. And
yeah, so now I want to give a short overview over the tool landscape, but I will only highlight why we choose SCAPI, because we only got 25 minutes. So yeah, I think here you can see the most common tools for that are able to create custom network packets, so SOCAT, Nemesis, Netcat and Scapy, and I think there are many more out there. They all have their pros and cons, but I want to go now a bit into detail why we choose Scapy. Yeah, so why Scapy? So it's a Python-based interactive packet manipulating library. So Python is very common. I think everyone knows this, and it has a very low barrier to get into. Yeah, with Scapy you can define, send, receive complete custom packets. And you can manipulate across different layers very easily. So on the slide you can see link, network, and transport layer. So it's very easy to create their custom packets because the barrier is very, very low, and you have a very easy entry to create your first custom packets with it and send them and receive them and have some highlights. Yeah, and what was also a reason that we choose it, we have already in the integration department a running intest framework that is completely Python-based. Yeah, so we needed to look that we choose some Python-based solution. So how do we test the system? So we have the ingressing path and send then a packet to the application layer, as you can see there. And then we have also the egressing path where we send packets from the application layer then to the egressing path. So in our demo version we will provide show later, we use Qemu and send packets from the host to Qemu and from Qemu back. Yeah, and one additional thing, so Scapy has its own network stack, so that runs beside, for example, the net filter, so this you have to also keep in mind. Yeah, so we have here some basic examples to show you how easy it is to craft your first custom network packet. You see here the first example is just a TCP packet with a destination port 80 and a flag S is set. And as you can see, this one-liner, when you copy this into your Scapy console, is your first packet. And then you just have to send it to a specific interface or address, whatever. Yeah, so this is as easy it is. So the second example, it's a bit more advanced. There we use, there you can see that you can also use random IPs with various other options here for the UDP protocol. And yeah, it's very easy to understand what is happening, I think, or from my point of view. So it's, good. The other example we have is an ICMP package. So we just have here a destination IP that also works, and then the ICMP protocol with type 3 and code 0. Scapy also provides ready solutions so that, for example, for the Naver discovery with IPv6.
Rule here, TCP, okay, that we got covered. Then we have a certain port that we can also easily specify. And then we have a time to live of 8 here, though that's also just setting the parameter here for the IP packet. And finally, we also are interested in certain flags. So here we are using, for example, syn flag here once. And then we have already our fitting packet, and we can just send it. Here we are sending it just easily out with Scapy. We can then on the other side sniff for it. For example, we take a look, okay, what is arriving at TCP port 1234, and then we can just check, okay, yeah, well, those packet, the flags did match, so it should be accepted by the firewall, and otherwise, okay, well, the flags didn't match, and so it should be rejected, or to have a different example. Here we see a firewall rule for the source that should match in the input chain on the source IP. So, okay, again, just put it into the packet. Then We have a certain destination port, again with TCP, so we are just crafting our packet again in SCAPI as planned, and then we are just again sending it. We can again just sniff on the other side with SCAPI and check, okay, whatever is arriving on ETH0 now. We can also have a filter in our sniffing function specified, so we check, okay, is it TCP, is the source as expected, and then we are waiting, okay, we are waiting for one packet here, and if this packet is there, we are executing the packet to check function, and okay, we are checking here for the port, if the port is correct, and we already sniffed on the correct interface and checked the IP address, and if we are received a TCP packet on the filter already, so it would match then the firewall rule, and we can say, yeah, okay, it should be accepted, or if the port is not matching, I don't know, it would be 23, then it should be rechecked. Okay. And here one last example. It's basically, again, the same situation. We are crafting a freaking packet with TCP and port 100 here, and then we are again considering the interface here, and also of course our IP address. I think you can see it very well from the arrows, and then you can just send it out here, and again the other side basically looks as known. We are sniffing on the in the tab zero interface. This is well motivated by our QEMU setup, then checking with the filter again, some sanities, executing a function again, still checking the port, and if this matches, then all it should be all accepted by the firewall, and otherwise it should be rechecked. And I think we now have time for a demo?
Yep.
Yes, so please.
Yeah, so as you can see now on the screen, hopefully it's visible for everyone good, I don't know. So you can see on the right window, you can see the QEMU that is running. We already loaded the firewall rules we want to test, and now I would start the sniffing so that we can do the ingressing test. And in the IP table, fields have gone up, so everything worked fine on the ingress path. So now we can also show the other way around. Yeah, I think so. We can stop the demo. I think I have some mistake in one of the rules, so now I'm not allowed to send a packet. This is the output packet we showed before that gets redirected. Sorry for that. But if you go to the slide deck, you can see you can see here the demo, so it's a link to the GitHub repo where we have also stored everything with a README. Then you can see, can test it on your own, and if you want to extend something or, yeah. So, then we are already at the end of our talk. So, as a summary, so you now know why you should test your firewall rules. So it's not only regarding to the UN, UNECE R155. You get some overview over the net filter, IP tables. We showed you a bit the very short overview of the landscape and why our solution was SCAPI. You hopefully get some basic insights how you can use SCAPI for your test cases, hopefully, and also you saw that you can test IP tables with firewall rules if the if everything is set up right. So, with that, we want to thank you for your attention. And if you have any further questions, then please feel free to ask now, or you can also see our contact informations on the slide.
Yeah, thanks also from my side. Sorry about the screwed up demo. I promise on GitHub it's fixed. If not, we are fixing it today still. So, questions, please.
Hi, great presentation, thank you. So I've searched occasionally over the last several years for something that can simulate IP tables rules without needing a full network stack, since, for example, the IP table save utility can dump entire IP tables configurations, and the syntax seems simple enough. Is there something non-obvious that prevents us from simulating rules entirely in memory without the need for a full network stack, sockets, TunTap devices, or virtualization?
I think I cannot fully answer your question, so I would say from the perspective we have, why we test the firewall rules. So we, our test case was that we wanted to test our the firewall rules we have in our system. So the showcase we had here. In our company, we are running the in-tests directly on our target, on the hardware, because we want to know how the behavior is directly on the system with the complete firewall config loaded, so that we can ensure everything. We have in our case, we have requirements, and we need to test if the requirements are fulfilled in the firewall we have in the system, and so.
Yeah, that's true, and SCAPI supports fast testing, and we are aware of it, and so the basic answer is yes, and how you, of course, say, okay, I want to have a focus on fuzzing there or there, I mean, it's not to be generalized, because it, of course, depends on the concrete firewall, the concrete use cases you want to cover, but yes, SCAPI supports it. So that's also a great part of it, I would say. And with that, I think we can thank you. And we are now directly on time, so sorry, but please have a nice day. Have a great Folsom.